Sentencing comes today for a gunman who opened fire at a Walmart back in 2019. There have been so many mass shootings that we need to specify which one this was. This is the gunman who said he was targeting, quote, Mexicans in El Paso, Texas, and killed 23 people. He's expected to plead guilty in state court, which avoids the possibility of the death penalty. Aaron Montes from member station KTEP spoke with families of the victims.
Grocery carts rattle through the parking lot of an El Paso Walmart, passing a 30-foot-tall golden metal monument dedicated to the memory of people killed here. It is known as the Grand Candela. One of the names at the base of the monument is David Johnson. He died while shielding his 9-year-old granddaughter and wife from gunfire. Last month, state prosecutors offered the gunman a deal. A guilty plea would mean they would not pursue the death penalty. Johnson's daughter, Stephanie Melendez, still grieves.
We're not getting exactly what we want because most of us wanted the death penalty from the beginning. You know, this guy killed so many and in such a hateful way. But at the same time, we're tired.
She says she spent years attending court hearings, which reminded her of the grief and trauma her family has suffered.
It's not about him winning anymore. It's just us closing that chapter and moving forward.
District Attorney James Montoya took over the Walmart mass shooting case after he assumed office in January. He is the fourth DA to oversee the prosecution. He campaigned on pursuing the death penalty, but said finding an impartial jury would require moving the venue for the trial, leading to more delays, possibly until 2028.
He will die in prison. And fundamentally, that's what this comes down to, is are we going to drag this out for a year, 2 years, for decades, so that we can stick a needle in his arm?
The gunman, Patrick Crucius, faces a capital murder of multiple persons charge and 22 individual aggravated assault with a deadly weapon charges. A federal judge in 2023 sentenced him to 90 consecutive life sentences after he pleaded guilty to hate crimes and firearms violations. Before the attack, the gunman published an online screed saying he was, quote, responding to the Hispanic invasion of Texas. District Attorney Montoya says he reached his decision after hearing from a majority of victims and families of those killed who favored removing the death penalty to bring the case to a close.
I could not, in good conscience, continue to seek the death penalty against the wishes of so many of the victims.
Jessica Garcia and her husband, Guillermo Memo Garcia, were selling lemonade to support their child's soccer team. She was hit 3 times in the legs. Her husband died nearly 9 months later in a hospital. Garcia says she still aches for her husband's presence. Her daughter recently celebrated a quinceañera, and Memo was not there.
The only one left with any repercussions or consequences of any of this is us, the victims and the families. My children do. The same ones that have suffered the loss of their father.
Garcia is one of a few who disagree with not pursuing the death penalty.
At the end of the day, I just feel like the justice system is swallowing us all up.
Monday's court proceedings are not how some victims, families, and the community envision this case would end. But if the gunman accepts the plea deal, as his attorneys say, it may be the last time he walks into a courtroom. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Moltes in El Paso.